Hi, Bengals fans. My name is Matt Burke. I'm the new linebackers coach here with the Cincinnati Bengals.
All right, man. Hey, don't have a lot of opportunities left. I know it's crazy, man, but this stuff's going by fast, all right? Before you know it, we're going to be in the heat. All right, we're going to be going. All right, let's have a good day. Let's get work done. Montez, take us down, man. What do you got?
Let's go, fellas.
Rock on three, one, two, three.
Here we go. Let's take it through. One time, one the whole eyes up.
I came here most directly from the Detroit Lions, where I was the linebacker coach for the last five seasons. Prior to that, I was in Tennessee with the Titans for 5 years.
Punch rip through, then a low block on the cut. And again, want to keep your outside leg back. And you want to redirect the blow this way. All right, if you hit on top, last time we did this, some of you guys are hitting up top here. Okay, that guy's going to get in your legs. All right, so you really want to get it back. You need to sink your weight and get low and redirect that blow out. And then finish in a good position afterwards.
I went to Dartmouth College. Played there. I'm from the East Coast originally, from outside of Boston. And played at Dartmouth and actually coached at Boston College and Harvard for a few stints as well.
That's it, Montez. That's it. Come off that last one. Go get that break. Go pick that ball off. Hey, keep your feet moving. Okay, eyes. And keep your eyes where they should be. All right, you know what I'm saying? You came here and then you opened up a little bit at the top of the thing and then it was hard for you to break because everything else was good.
You know, I like to think of myself as a pretty good teacher. You know, I'm a pretty intellectual guy, but I tend to coach a lot of energy. I'm a pretty high tempo, high paced. I like to get after it. Keeps me young, I like to think. I don't know, we'll see. So I think I'd like to instill that stuff in linebackers. Are going to be well coached, you know, in the right spots, but also playing with a little bit of fire and juice.
All right, you fix, boom, boom, boom. Now you got to keep pressing.
Oh,
keep pressing,
okay.
Keep pressing. Keep pressing.
I think I can go outside because he's going to
keep pressing. All right. Nice finish. I see him in. All right, hit it. Hey, let's hit it. Let's hit it, Vinny. Let's get him going. Come on. In and out. I got you. Roll it. Roll it. LBs. We're rolling.
You know, when I was in Detroit, you know, we had DeAndre Levy, who was my first, sort of the first pick we had. First linebacker we drafted when I was up there. You know, you guys are all great football fans. You know, he had a great season this year with second NFL interceptions and really came along. And then we also had Stephen Tulloch as our middle linebacker who we actually drafted when I was in Tennessee. I think he's had over 150 tackles for, you know, every season he's been in the NFL or something. So, you know, I was fortunate to have two pretty good players, but And they were with me for a few years and really came along, I think, as we progressed together.
Finish. That's a tough one. Nice job, Vontez. Finish, E-Man, nice. Hey, we're off the field.
You know, I think that one of the appealing things of this team and coming to work here is the depth, actually, overall, the whole team. You just don't see a lot of glaring weaknesses. And then that's the same thing with the linebacker core. I mean, you know, getting a couple guys back from injury, you know, Emmanuel, who missed last season, and even, you know, we had a draft pick, Sean Porter, last year, who missed some time. So we're returning a lot of guys, you know, and with the injury situation, they had some guys get banged up last year. Some of the other guys had to step up and play. So there's a lot of depth, you know, with Vinny Ray and obviously Ray Maluga and Perfect and E-Man and, you know, Jason Dimanche had to play a little bit last year, you know, as a young kid. So it's actually pretty exciting to have, you know, a lot of guys returning and a lot of depth to work with and guys that can kind of moving parts.
Yeah. Just chill, you know what I'm saying? You're like going crazy to run out there and then you're out of position to come back, right?
Yeah.
Your guy goes to the flat.
I was about to push, but then there's a corner out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So that guy goes to the flat, just chill and relax, and you see that curl, and now your feet are set, ready to break.
My feet been wild today, because
yeah,
I don't know why.
Ooh, D-Man. D-Man, that's you. That's tough. We got to get a new nickname. That's good stuff right there. Nice and cold.
From the time that I interviewed here, it's just a very welcoming atmosphere. I feel like I'm a pretty outgoing person, and it's a very kind of tight-knit staff. You know, there's a lot of guys that have been here for a long time. So I think, you know, it's a nice – they're looking for you to fit in with that, but also bring some new ideas and bring some of my experiences to the table. And it's just been – it's a very personable staff. Coach Lewis and Pauly G are great people, and just the personality clicked right away. It did from the time I interviewed. You know, they offered me the job before I even left the building, and I just felt it was a great fit overall.
See the release. Come here.
Yeah, I tried to hold it.
Not good. Rookies, man. Here we go. Use your brains, man. You don't have to use your muscles all the time. That's what I'm talking about.
Paul's been great. You know, he obviously has a lot of insight from all the hands-on work he's done with the linebackers for the last couple of years, which just obviously helps the transition for me coming in. Like I said, he's a real energetic guy too. He's a sharp coach. He's been around the system. He has a good feel for it, and it's been great working underneath him so far. I think we're going to get along really well, and you know, I think that's a relationship that builds, and when you get into game time situations, that you need to be on the same page.
So it's just ones and twos, that's it?
Yeah. Go, boy. Go. What, you don't hang out with me, man?
No, because I'm like 4'1".
Oh, man. You're big time, huh?
Nah.
Must be nice, huh?
I'm still in
Why don't you open the stands, man? Put your feet up a little bit.
They still got me.
Why don't you watch practice?
Matt's got great enthusiasm. He's a great teacher. He's a young guy that will be a coordinator in the NFL, and that's what you want to have. You want to have coaches on the rise.
All I care about, okay, is that we get the calls and get communicated and get lined up. If we do that, we'll go play.
So, Bengals fans, I'm excited to be part of the organization here. I hope you're excited for the upcoming season. I'm going to make sure linebackers keep on the track that they've been on and the progression they've been going on. We're going to play hard, play physical, and play with some energy. Hopefully they make you guys excited. And let's go get some wins. Hoo day.